Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today it's an all-pundit show with Marsha Burke-Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, Pat Hickey, Executive Director of the Charter School Association of Nevada, and Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great all-pundit show today with Marsha Burke-Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner, and Pat Hickey, Executive Director of the Charter School Association in Nevada, and Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. Pleasure to have you all here. Marsha, I want to start with you. We're recording this on Monday morning, and the big news that broke this morning was when the El Dorado put out information that they're acquiring Tropicana Entertainment in a transaction that's valued at almost $2 billion.
Correct.
Absolutely stunning.
Marvelous. Yeah. Run a really, really, really good operation, and they have upgraded every property that they've bought to bring into the fold to really run it just as tightly as the El Dorado was originally run. And food is fabulous. The rooms are wonderful. They take really good care of their customers. So I'm glad you said they announced it this morning. I actually hadn't heard that, but I knew it was going to happen. And so I didn't want to break news on Sam's show.
Well, not today anyway. It's really amazing. Carl Icahn owned these properties, and he's had quite a year. He got rid of the Fountain Blue, which he'd been holding on to, and pretty much quadrupled his profit on that property. And, it's interesting. Not only do they get properties like the Mount Blue at Lake Tahoe, they get properties in Laughlin, but they also get properties across the country. And the stock market responded this morning. Stock's already up 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's just nodding his head going, okay.
I think they're actually selling some of their other smaller properties.
They have to sell two.
Two.
In another note, which I found interesting, and I'll move to Mylon, other thing was in a completely separate analyst report. It looks as though MGM may be going after the Wynn Boston, because there's a lot of questions from the Gaming Control Board in Massachusetts about the Wynn board and the Wynn company, and they can only hold one license, so
right.
They would take the MGM, if they do, they would take the Wynn, and then one of the companies mentioned as taking the Springfield, Massachusetts MGM would be Eldorado.
That would be amazing. In my opinion, two very good companies moving in, and I knew Steve Wynn way back when he first married Elaine, because we were very, very close friends in Florida with Elaine's brother. So we got to know him before he did any of this big stuff. And I'm sorry to see how far and fast he has fallen from grace, but I think the properties that will be taking over those properties are excellent.
And Pat, you know, what are your thoughts? You know, I mean, because only a week ago, Rick Velotta was on the program saying that all these stories about, you know, when, you know, being broken up had probably gone away. And obviously, that's not the case as of this morning. Do you think that there's a shot that we may end up seeing the Vegas or Macau properties divested?
Well, I don't know that. I think Elaine Nguyen, previously mentioned, is probably rejoicing on some level. It seems like there was a reckoning, and she seems to have gotten her due. I suspect there's going to be an evolution. I mean, his name and his brand is I think, forever tarnished, and wise business decisions will probably move in other directions to save it on behalf of the shareholders.
And it looks as though, you know, the Encore name is going to be the name that
right.
the company goes forward with.
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on our All Pundit Show with Marsha Birkbigler, Pat Hickey, and Mylon Hawkins. Mylon, it was kind of interesting that Donald Trump is now pledging to support the marijuana industry, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it came about because Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado said that Trump had made the pledge to him in a Wednesday night conversation last week. And the main reason this happened was that Gardner was holding up all of his appointments.
Yes, that's always very interesting, Sam, when someone will not let you have your way. And it's amazing how the president will suddenly see the light when someone says, you know, there is a quid pro quo for this.
Pat, are you prepared to talk about this?
Well, I do have some experience
with
the Reefer Madness Crusade in Nevada. But, yeah, well... you know, the green rules, and, you know, there is so much money involved in that fledgling industry that it will find a way to manage itself and survive, I have no doubt.
Okay. Do you think at this point in time that you have enough states seeing the potential tax revenues that, you know, you're going to end up seeing the federal government either decriminalizing it or actually legalizing it?
Well, you know, decriminalization is something that I think a lot of persons, even those like myself that opposed the commercialization of marijuana sales, would be in favor of. So that may be the first step, although I will tell you, I returned from Texas last night. It was interesting to see dogs sniffing everybody's luggage, and I don't know what that represented, but I guess they were concerned that maybe people like myself from Vegas were visiting and wanted to make certain about something or other.
Okay, let me point something out about dog sniffing luggage. So my wife and I flew into Melbourne, Australia over the holidays, and we were pulled aside because the dogs had sniffed our luggage and apparently had found something. And I went through all of our bags and there was absolutely nothing. So the dogs may not be the best clue there. But Marsha, you know, your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, I think it's we all understand politics, or we wouldn't be on your show, okay? So I think it's unfair to say, oh, well, Trump is cutting a deal because he got his hand caught in the cookie jar or whatever. That's what happens in Washington all the time. Every president does that. They have a position, and then they have to change their position, because in order for them to get their own agenda through Congress, they've got to change their position on something that they really didn't want to do. Everybody makes compromises in Washington, D.C. And so, I don't think I was ever worried about Nevada. I think it's fairly clear that federal government understands that Nevada manages things that aren't legal at the federal level very well, and we have a good oversight of everything. So I never was concerned about Nevada. I think Colorado is doing a fairly good job, although they have run into some issues. But there are other states that I still think the feds are going to be worried about. And so whether the president is on board with it or not doesn't mean everybody else in the state of Washington, in Washington, D.C., the state of Washington is going to be a problem, I think. But everybody in Washington, D.C. is going to be on board with it. So I think, the ship hasn't sailed totally yet.
Mylon, you want to respond?
Well, yes, and I would have to agree with Marcia on this. If it would be taken off Schedule 1, that could be a good move by the federal government. And, I've never worried about Nevada, but because states are states, mm-hmm. and everybody has their own idea. This is going to be a long time in working uh-huh. out in other places.
And taking it off Schedule 1 is the most logical thing to do, rather than just having the feds jump in and say, okay, we're all for marijuana in whatever form. Just removing it from Schedule 1 really resolves the whole issue.
What's interesting is with the opioid crisis mm-hmm. and people turning to heroin as the next place, and seeing all the damage that's being done across the country, and every state is getting involved in this, and the federal government, whereas you're not seeing that same kind of problem with marijuana even close to that.
No.
And, Pat, do you want to respond to that?
Well, we're an addicted nation, sadly the case. If marijuana applied properly helps certain people wean themselves off that addiction, then I think we can all applaud that. But I think there are other problems related to recreational use of marijuana that probably won't become real evidence to us for 5 or 10 years.
I agree.
Have those problems surfaced from the illegal market? Because that illegal market has been going on for the better part of a century.
Well, I think it has. For those persons that have abused substances like marijuana, alcohol, or opioids, it's problematic. And I think there's no doubt that with it being normalized, legalized, that there's going to be larger widespread usage. Now, again, we'll see over time if that's been a detriment or a help to society.
Marcia, the biggest question around marijuana now is where people can legally use
right.
it. In Washoe County, are you coming to any kind of conclusions as to, where appropriate places? Because, people are coming here, tourists are coming here, they're buying the marijuana legally, and then they have no legal place to smoke it.
Other than in their car, which is, of course, a concern. Actually, this issue was before.
Isn't that illegal, too? Or do you have to have the key in the ignition for it to be illegal?
I think the car has to be driving down the road for it to be illegal. You can sit in your car. I mean, people do that. As far as I know, nobody's been picked up for that.
This sounds like a Cheech and Chong movie, right?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Remember where they were on the median in that movie and the smoke's coming out of the car?
Yeah, it's very much like it. But I got to tell you, it's interesting. This issue was just before us at the commission this last week. And the Commissioner Jong had suggested that we do a study. And the commissioners were not, the other three commissioners were not supportive of it. I actually voted for it because I believe it's going to be an issue. Lounges, we're talking about marijuana lounges, places outside of people's homes where they can smoke marijuana, much like places outside of people's homes where you can drink beer. I actually supported it, the question of studying it, not because I support lounges. I don't. But because I think it's very important for the county to know as much as they possibly can before we get to the legislature this next year, because it's not uncommon for the Nevada legislature to force these things on municipal governments. And so we need to know when this legislation comes up for a hearing, if it does, and we believe it will, we need to know how it's going to impact us so that our staff can go in and talk logically about some of the downsides or some of the upsides to this kind of thing.
Indeed, and that is a problem. Uh-huh. And it's going to be a problem for municipalities. It's a problem in Colorado.
Yes,
so,
it is.
The big question for me, however, in the whole marijuana issue is the research in finding out the different strains that can be used for health benefits. Uh-huh. And I'm very, very interested in following through on that because I have seen with children who have a certain form of epilepsy using a strain called Charlotte's Web that
That's
is
great.
Absolutely miraculous. And that is just one. I have seen people with arthritis using certain ointments, and it certainly seems whether it's a placebo effect or not. So the recreational problem is one big issue for every municipality. Mm-hmm. But the research on this, I think, and particularly in Nevada, we have a university that can do this. I'd like to see that happen.
Well, and I think the other thing that's really a key on this particular issue is that it is there. We are going to have to deal with it. So how are we going to deal with it from a legal perspective? One of the questions that came to me from one of the medical marijuana facilities that's now selling recreation, one of the questions that came to me was, well, are you going to outlaw taverns in Incline Village? Because, of course, this is really a big issue for us in Incline Village. Are you going to outlaw taverns? And the answer to that is no, because the law is clear about how much you can drink before you're too drunk to drive. That's and it's very easy to test that, either by a breathalyzer or by drawing blood. Those things are easy. We haven't gotten there on marijuana yet. The law has not caught up with the legality of what we are allowing to happen.
Well, now, when you look at the smoking situation and casinos and taverns, mm-hmm. What they did was they kind of had two buildings. So if you want to smoke, you can go into one half of the building. If you want to eat, you can go into the other half, but the two cannot mix. It would seem to make sense to me. I don't know what the objection is to lounges. I mean, you know, you've got to...
Well, I can tell you what the objection is.
Okay, let me back up a second. The voting of the people of Nevada said to legalize this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it took, what, 2 decades for it to come through? You know, it's like, okay, it's legal. There are companies, you know, that are employing people, making money for their stockholders, et cetera, et cetera. Why are we dragging our feet here when... people are going to use it anyway. Why are we not finding a way and doing our best to find a way for them to consume this product legally instead of having to go behind the building to smoke a joint?
Well, you can't even go behind the building.
I know you can't, but that's what people are doing.
It is not legal to do any of that kind of stuff in Nevada,
right.
but through the state.
Right, but is the sheriff or the police chief doing anything about it? We had the mayor of West Wendover, and he told me that the highway patrol in Utah is not going after people coming from West Wendover or from Colorado for marijuana.
And I don't think anybody, as far as I know, no one is. But the issue clearly is...
So we got to resolve this.
I know, we do have to resolve it. But the issue clearly is that... How do we know? We know when somebody's drunk driving. How do we test somebody for drunk marijuana?
I agree with you.
Issue needs to be resolved.
Right. I agree with you. And if the federal government, going back to Nixon, had not made it illegal, except in tiny instances,
studies
to do
would
research,
have been done just as Mylan indicated.
Exactly. Okay, let's take a break. More when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's our all-pundits show, getting quite heated here with Mylon Hawkins, Pat Hickey, and Marcia Birkbigler. The Review Journal under Gary Martin reporting that National Democrats see Nevada races as key to House control. Your thoughts on that, Mylon?
Yeah. If you want to control the House, you've got to win it. Hey, which part of this? It's really not rocket science.
Okay, well, then let me ask you a direct question, because everybody, all the national pundits are talking about the coming blue wave. And I always get concerned when the national pundits talk about anything, because invariably they're looking at polls that are 180 degrees wrong.
And they're wrong. And you and I know, Sam, politics is a blood sport. The Republicans are not going to give up an inch. And if the Democrats sit back on their rear ends and think they're going to win this without fighting every inch of the way, they're climbing Fool's Hill. And that happens to be this pundit's opinion.
I agree with Mylon.
Do you see a blue wave, or do you see that there's fairly equal amounts of money coming in on both sides here, in, at least in Nevada?
Yeah, even nationally, there's fairly equal amounts of money coming in. And I mean, I think it's going to be, there are people who are mad at various Republicans, perhaps largely because they're mad at Trump. And I don't think Trump is helping Republicans any with his constant tweeting and fighting with people. But generally speaking, Trump's doing one thing very, very well, and that is he's driving the stock market. And yeah, it's been down a little bit and up a little bit and down a little bit, but that's typical of the stock market correcting itself. My niece, who's a very strong Democrat, and you guys know her really well, asked me, what would you rather have, a president you can respect or a strong stock market? I said, that's a simple answer, a strong stock market.
Pat Hickey?
The 14 election was not so much a red wave as a blue puddle. The real answer will be whether or not Republicans will turn out in enough numbers to hold on to, certain seats. And there's only two in contention, Crescent Hardy and Stephen Horsford's, and then Congressional District 3. I suspect...
Which Susie Lee is coming out financially very strongly.
Right,
at this point.
And Danny Tarkanian, I'm sorry to say, nice guy, but sure has a track record for losing. And whether or not he's the nominee, I think that's going to be a tough one for Republicans.
Totally.
But, that's such a close district. I mean, If he is the nominee, and, it was interesting, he was on the program a couple of weeks ago talking about a movie being made of his dad's life. There's going to be a lot of positive PR coming with that movie and the Tarkanian name. Do you think that could help Danny?
Well, the other side has so much to run on against him. They'll just regurgitate that up and throw it back at him. But it remains to be seen. He's not the nominee as of yet. Interesting race. Heller and Rosen. Heller's never lost a race, but it's one that he has to be concerned about, especially with the recent fundraising
totals.
Yeah,
he better be working hard.
Yeah.
To say the least. And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We're all going to go off and take a cold shower. Thank you. We'll be
Thank you, Sam.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
On our next broadcast, Phil DeLone, president and CEO of the RSCVA.